Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. Here we are, back again, new episode, Saturday, that's right, I said Saturday for those keeping track at home, July 8th. Yes, it's in the morning, but who cares what time it is, because if you're listening on replay, it's whatever time you want it to be. Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining me today. Finally got some time. I wanted to get with you because it is so important to speak about today, speak about the energy of right now. We've got a full moon happening in Capricorn. I want to get to that in a minute, but I want to just go over briefly what our topic is, and it's overcoming fear. F that. Well, I might as well say it because it's my own show, but whatever. So tired of just being held captive. Do you feel like that? How do you face that? How do you get over it? Do you realize it's happening? We all know the typical sign or the typical, what's that, the comment of success is just beyond fear. Once you overcome it, success is on the other side of that fence. So, let's talk about this. We're going to talk about this in a minute. Actually, let me come back to that. I want to talk about this full moon. Let me pull up some information. This was a quick thing, and I realized I was losing track of time. I had to get on and talk to you people. So we've got a full moon in Capricorn today. It actually happens this evening in the Eastern Standard Time, probably, or daylight savings time, I should say, correction. It is about 11:30. I'm looking for the time right now. This week, here we go. And it occurs, oh, correction. It is at July 9th, so at midnight, 12:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. The sun's in Cancer, your moon is in Capricorn today. We are all feeling, oh, and the kitties say hello. We're all feeling that homey feeling, the feeling of comfort, the feeling of love, being secure. The last time I was with you, we talked about feeling secure and wanting to feel that sense of hominess. Now is a time of culmination and promise of fulfillment, which started 2 weeks ago at the new moon. It's an emotional time, as always. We've got the polarity between Cancer and Capricorn. We're talking about the balance between private life and your work life. The need for a home base, the need for love, for attachment versus your public life, your career, your reputation, your accountability. There's been a lot of situations arising where I've been seeing it. In fact, I just did this with someone right now, and maybe he's listening. It's about owning it. Don't take blame. You know, don't place blame. Take it and own it. Okay? We always want to defer and deflect. But right now, this Cancer-Capricorn polarity, because the moon is in Capricorn, it's all coming to a head. Look around you. Look at the situations others are in. And yet people are going, oh, it's not my fault. What do you got to do about it? What are you? Get up off your ass and do something about it. Don't put the blame somewhere else. This is what this full moon's about. It's starting to shine light on this, and you're going to see it. Oh, my goodness. There is so much going on right now. Let me see here. There is, in fact, just as I was getting ready to set up, I saw a post today on Facebook that read, "You must have chaos within you to give birth to a star," by Nietzsche. It is a fact that right now we need to have change in order to transform into something better. Things right now, we're facing fears, we have to cut cords, we have to manipulate our emotions. What is it that we need to do? What is it that is like smacking us in the face and saying, you've finally got to face this. You got to get something done. So it's noticed. This, my topic is related to this full moon, and it's been building. So, you know, what now? What do you need to change? Sit in your feelings, absorb them. You need to work on this. You need to let go of certain ideas that you've been holding on to and what isn't working for you. Cut your cords. Don't hold back. Start to move forward. Okay, so Cancer, going back to this full moon, so the sign of Cancer is pretty dependent, okay? Yes, they like to be loners. Yes, they love their roots. They love their home base. But with Capricorn, there's a sense of duty. This moon is telling us in our emotions, we feel obligated. We feel responsibility. And we need to maintain like a public persona. We need to be very strict and by the book and by the guidelines. And yet we're feeling that we need to feel comfort, but now we're feeling super uncomfortable because of this, you know, opposites happening. Cancer's all about your home and where you come from. Capricorn's all about your goal. Where are you going? We've got to maintain a balance. Everything's about balance. We don't want to be at one extreme or the other because we're going to feel that pain. We're going to feel that hurt. And yes, there's that fear of going to the other side. How far do we go? How far do we push ourselves? We need to bring our balance, commit to our career, commit to our families. Where is it that we've been giving too much, and where is it that you've not been giving enough? Do you need to draw within? Do you need to come back to home base and connect with your family, with your friends, with your kids, with your lover, with your spouse, with your parents? Or is it the opposite way? Do you need to really focus on that career? Do you really need to focus on your direction and where you're going? What is it that you need to bring to attention, to your attention? Because if you are on an extreme, one side or the other, it's going to backfire. And something's going to come up that really is needing that attention of yours. What do you need to focus on? What do you need to correct? What do you need to get going? Something's brewing. We've got to make this time for change. We've got to acknowledge it. The moment you acknowledge it with anything, doesn't matter what time of the month it is, meaning full moon, new moon, quarter moon, first or last. Doesn't matter what time of the year, summer, winter, fall, equinoxes, whatever. What do you need to focus on? Be honest with yourself. This actually falls at a good time because in my personal life, at work, we're currently working on self-assessments, which is our mid-year review. And this is the time that we need to now do our own true self-assessment. You and I, listeners out there, do a true self-assessment. Be honest with yourself. Can you look at yourself as if you were owning yourself? Think about your higher self. Meditate. Take that time to think from within and look at yourself. Step out of your body and look back at your life and look back at how you're handling things. Is this what you want? And how can you build? Where are you lacking? What is it that you need to work on? And what can you do about it? Where can you reach out for help? What type of extra training or reading or learning or experiences do you need to take you in a new direction or take you to the next level? What is it that you can do? Even just baby steps, slow baby steps can build and get you in a whole new spot in a brand, in another year. Even the mundane routines of getting up and doing a workout or taking a walk every day at the same time, eating the same breakfast, or, you know, working on a routine can give you benefits. Capricorn is all about that routine and getting things done. Cancer is about revealing your emotions. You need to let it out. So there are two things we need to do right now, and it is express yourself. Truly, truly express yourself. Let your feelings be known. But while you're doing that, take the steps, create the steps that are going to take you forward. You may not know the end goal right now. You know where you want to head to or head towards. But in 3 months, 6 months, or a year from now, do you truly know where you might be at? We don't know what the outcome is. We could be well beyond the goal that we're aiming for. We could be far better off. But if you don't move, if you don't initiate the steps, if you don't take the steps, if you don't step out of your crabby shell and become comfortable with yourself, there will be no growth. Think of the hermit crab. The hermit crabs, periodically, they take a shell, they own it, they live in it, they create their own home. And yet, they know when in times of discomfort, they have to leave that shell. They have to pick up and go find something else. Build a bigger and better home. Become that hermit crab right now. You know it's uncomfortable. It's always uncomfortable with change. But now is the time for your transformation. Now is the time, really, to pick up, make that change, create those steps, have that uncomfortable conversation, really get out there and say something. You know, try not to. And I say this, try not to. I know how hard it is. Try not to be passive aggressive. If you're going to say something or you need to address someone, go directly to them. Put it out there on Front Street. Get it out there. Say what you need to say. Own it. Own your opinion. Own who you are. Own your worth. And make your viewpoint known. I know several people out here are listening. This is your message. It needs to be done. But do it with the feeling I'm getting from the Capricorn sign is being professional. Be professional. Stay within the boundaries. Get it done. Go follow that path and just say it. Do what you need to do. The path is not always clear, but at least initiate and get started and get things flowing. Facing your fear, just like this full moon, sometimes we don't know it's coming. Sometimes we see it on the horizon. We see it coming towards us. We may try to dodge it. We may try to hide. Just like the sun being in Cancer, not always our favorite place, but we want to stay comfortable. We want to be at home with ourselves. We want to feel loved. We love our roots. We love to be dependent. We need to be grown up and responsible. We need to get up. We need to let go. We need to push through this difficult time. If in the event you are fearful of something, I'm not saying, okay, we're going skydiving. Well, okay, great. So I recall an interview that I've seen of Will Smith, the actor, the singer, songwriter, artist, talking about skydiving for the first time. And he's talked about how, you know, you prep for the skydive, you're going up there, oh yeah, this is a great idea, until you get in that plane. And you're being explained to that you're going to be jumping out of a plane at such a height, I don't know, I'm not a skydiver. And yet, you're up there and thinking, what did I get myself into? What am I doing? Where am I going? Okay, I'm backing out. Until that door opens. And on the count of three, you're being told you're going to jump. And yet, after two, you're being pushed out. You have to cross that line. You have to make the jump. And yet, in his story of him doing this free fall, he felt an exhilaration and just a sense of freedom and joy and happiness of this free fall. That he overcame his fear. And it really, at the time, fear left him. And he thought, why did I waste all of this time worrying and thinking about all the things that could have gone wrong and just trusting in the universe and trusting in oneself? You know, we often, as I mentioned about facing fear, we often take things for granted and we go, oh, we expect situations to happen a certain way. Well, we're only creating our own boundaries by expectations and putting the expectations out there. This is where fear comes from, is by creating our own expectations. So what is it that we're doing? We're creating our own fear. We're building a world that doesn't exist. Why would you tell yourself, well, I can't do this because, or I can't say no to this person because, or I can't just leave, or I can't go on this trip, or I can't take this new job, or I can't. No, can't is not, I mean, not is not a word, can't is a word, yet it is in the dictionary. In order to live a fulfilling life, you need to drop the expectations. Quit trying to play psychic. We all have that ability, but quit trying to determine the outcome of your world and let the universe show you that outcome can be. Create and build the universe you want. I've always, always, always maintained. You create your thoughts and you are creating your world. Why? Why do we put expectations on everything? Why do we decide, oh, okay, well, you know what, it's comfortable, I'll just keep doing this. Even like your favorite team is winning, so I can't change my socks or I can't change my jersey. Even the athletes do the same thing. It's comfortable. This is what's helping us win. Why not change a little bit? Increase your speed, increase your power, increase your knowledge. Make that change. You can only learn. You can only grow, and you can only evolve by making changes in your world, in your thoughts, in your life. Your small change has a ripple effect, not only on yourself, but on those around you, changing your attitude, changing the way you think, can affect everyone around you. If you're always a Debbie Downer or a negative Ned, you know, why is no one talking to you? Well, let's look at what's happening around you. You know, what type of energy are you attracting? Face your fear. Face the issues at hand. We don't like to feel uncomfortable. No one likes that. No one likes, unless you're, you know, a glutton for punishment. No one likes to feel unworthy. No one likes to feel like they've that they are defeated. But beyond defeat is the moment where you decide, I'm over this. I'm moving forward. This is the life I want to create. This is the situation I want to live in. This is the direction I want to go in. And whomever might be affecting your world, it is time to face it. It is time to own it. And it's time to decide that you get to make the decisions on how the outcome happens. Yes, there are laws and regulations and things that we have to live by. But how do you respond? How do you go about in your world getting through and making things better? This full moon in Capricorn is your uncomfortable zone, taking you from this sun being in Cancer, your comfort zone. What needs to change? If you're unsure and you're listening, take a moment and sit down. You know, relax, hang out in the yard, take a walk, something that brings you to center. And at least if you can, make a list. and decide what is it that you need to change. Even if you have everything going for you right now and you feel life is fantastic, I've got everything in the world that I need, what one thing, there's something out there that you can do. What is it that could bother you? What is it that you can change? I mean, you can change everything. You just got to take the steps forward to do that. So what do you decide to work on? And it's not working with other people. And yes, you have in your world, working with other people does affect you. But what can you do to change you, your world? And the ripple effect beyond that, people might leave. People might walk away from your life. And you know what? It was supposed to happen that way because something else is coming. Someone else is coming. There's huge transformation happening right now. We've talked about this before. I'm going to tell you also, this is also leading into the solar eclipse on August 23rd that's happening. This whole summer now, we've had a time of rest. We've this last couple weeks, we've had a time of repose, time of just things are calming down. It's been fine. It's been quiet. And we've had a couple bubbles and blips and changes here and there. But now the engines are revving. It's time to get moving. We need to pick up. We need to make our decisions. We need to own it. And we need to move forward. Create your positive thoughts. Create your intentions. And now the things that we talked about at the new moon, what is it that you decided? What seeds did you plant? What are you looking forward to? And what small change do you need to make now to continue to get to grow so that you can harvest in the future? Now, back to owning your blame. Part of overcoming your fear is owning the steps and the things that you've done. What is it that you need to do? What is it that, you know, for example, I've got a friend, car accident. Well, blamed it on the rain. It's not the rain's fault. You have to own that you had no control over the vehicle. I get it. I understand. It's a scary situation. When months ago you announced that you wanted a new car and that's what you're saving your money for, the universe did provide because you weren't specific enough about how the car was supposed to appear. Yes, we don't realize in the moment, oh, I have a car accident, now I've got to do all these things, all this extra money going out, but yet you wanted a new car. The power of the universe is massive. We just have to be careful on how we use it. Being specific allows us to get beyond our fear, to get through things, and maybe just taking things into perspective helps us cope and see things in a different light. You all have the power inside of you to be very strong individuals. And with your thoughts, things that you can do can get you to plenty of places. Well, today I'm going to leave you with that thought. Enjoy your full moon tonight for those who are listening live. Again, that is going to happen at 12:07 a.m. July 9th, Eastern Daylight Savings Time. All those with crystals and stones, make sure that you lay them out. I want you to get those stones charged. You're going to need this power over the next 6 to 8 weeks to get us through this summertime, at least in this hemisphere, get us through and to the solar eclipse, and continue building on that positive future, building on the direction that you're going to get us through to create the unlimited life that we all want to live. Thank you today for joining me here on Real Metaphysical Talk. I'm your host, Joan, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. Take care.